And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back to the show. Edgar Steele will be joining us in just a moment. But before he does, I want to quickly try to get through a couple of more callers. But first, I want to continue with Mishko. Mishko, always good to hear from the voices of reason. I wanted to give you the opportunity to complete your thought.
Well, a couple of other things that's important to realize here is with regard to the Jewish agenda, they really do hate us. And that's why ever since go back to the 1920s when they infiltrated the media outlets here, all the movie locations here in Hollywood or Hollyweird, and when they pushed the agenda of 1965, you know, when they started with the Immigration Act. And their goal is to get rid of the white race. And I feel that it's pretty much essential for us to realize. I mean, if you look at what happened in Rhodesia, both in South Africa, when they attacked South Africa, particularly South Africa, with regards to our apartheid, it was all Jews that were doing that. And you can get interviews with blacks in South Africa now begging for apartheid to come back. MLK, or Mike King, I mean, his handlers were Jews. They hate us with such vile that all they want to do is subjugate us and dumb us down. We make comments about, you know, dogs are really retarded wolves, and that's what they want to do with white people in this country. They want to turn us into just dumbed down dogs, not wolves. What your show's doing, what our network's doing, is really to bring back the lifeblood of whites that have created civilization. You know, not sitting there promoting, well, the pyramids were built by Jews or built by blacks. No, that's not reality. Not changing history. Not promoting their agenda 24/7. I mean, the fact remains that with Jews, you lose every time. Anybody that's had any dealings with them knows this. I mean, they are attacking Christianity just by what they do with Christmas and all of that nonsense. I mean, they had a 40-foot menorah in front of the White House this past Christmas.
You know, I tell you, a lot of the things you're talking about right now are things we have been repeating and repeating and repeating for the last 4 years on this show. And I tell you what, tomorrow might look a lot better than yesterday did if we had as many people who were as well-spoken and as ardent in their beliefs as you are. And I salute you for standing in the gap. And thanks for calling in tonight.
Hey, James, can I say one thing?
Sure.
I am a firm believer that with Obama coming into office, people look at things the cup is half full or half empty. I believe it's half full. Really, it's got to get worse before it gets better, and he's already trying to push stuff that is completely against Christians, against whites, that founded this civilization. So I think it's going to be a good thing because people are going to wake up. I mean, and so.
Well, we hope.
Rachel, I've taken too much of your time, Joe.
No, that's fine. Either they're going to wake up or they're going to die. And one of the two has got to happen. You know, one of the two is going to happen. But thank you for the call. Very quickly, Steve in Memphis, our home city. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Basically, I think that you guys are putting out a lot of hot air, basically. The way you guys talk about blacks and Jews and other races, I really think that is disrespectful, and it's really not about Obama. It's about the people behind the scenes who are pulling the strings, like the international banks, because our money
is basically... Hang on, Steve, I'm not cutting you off, but we do have to go to break. We'll be right back.
Walk down the street.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you sing and play.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. We do have our second of two outstanding guests on the line with us tonight, our good friend Edgar J. Steele, Esquire. Ed Steele is an author and trial lawyer. He has appeared on virtually every national television network news program and has been interviewed repeatedly by Today, Good Morning America, The Early Show, Fox News, Dateline, NBC Nightly News, Court TV, Geraldo, and CNN. His most recent book is entitled Defense of Racism. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be back, James.
Always great to have you. You're going to be with us for the rest of the program. But before we dive into the issues with you, we want to give Steve, if he's still on the line, an opportunity to finish his thought. Are you still there, Steve?
Huh?
All right, you've got the floor.
Okay. I was basically saying, it's not about Obama. You know, he's the president, the head guy. You know, but it's about our Congress. The people aren't taking action. You know, I feel that our money system, you know, is fiat. Our money is created out of thin air. I think the people should have enough strength, or power, or will to stand up and, you know, have a change. You know, I think Obama should implement a new currency through the Treasury that's backed by silver, because other than that, America's gonna, the economy's gonna crash, and we're gonna go into the mirror for people who haven't heard about it.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for bringing up some good points there. I mean, of course, Obama's not going to change our fiat money system. But, Bill, do you want to offer Steve a reply real quick before we get to Ed? And we do have to quickly get to Ed Steele.
Well, I certainly think we've got to do away with the fiat money system. That's absolutely right. But I think you look to the source of the problem. And, you know, we like to use broad terms like international bankers or, monetary policy and things like that. You got to look to the people behind those policies and the people who control those policies and name them by name. Don't talk about systems as if they're not controlled by individuals and people with power. And that's the problem, is these people with power and the international bankers hide behind titles. They don't want their names out there. And when you hear the names, then you know the people who are responsible for the economic mess that we are currently suffering.
That being said, and thanks again for the call, Steve, back to Ed Steele now. Ed, again, great to have you on with us. I know I talked to you a couple of times this week in preparation for tonight's program, and you didn't subject yourself to the inauguration coverage, and it's probably a pretty good idea that you didn't. But you are on tonight to discuss with us the likely ramifications of the Obama presidency and what the future holds for America. Ed, rub your crystal ball, and what do you see?
Well, predictably, I have a number of very strong opinions about what's coming down the pike. Let me give you a snapshot of it, and it's not just economic either. As a lot of people know, my view of society is that economics is just one side of a single coin, and society and politics are the other side. In other words, we can understand politics and the future better if we understand economics and where we're going there. And if we look at economics, it's now baked in the cake where we're going to go. You want to talk about fixing the fiat money system? It ain't going to happen. It's going to fix itself because the dollar is going to collapse within 4 years, along with most Western fiat money system in about a worldwide hyperinflation. I see that happening by the end of 2012. We are right now in a depression. We have been in a depression for over 1 year. Just recently, government economists have acknowledged generally that we have been in recession for over a year. Took them a while to figure it out, didn't it? Similarly, it won't be until the middle of next year, 2010, before they finally grudgingly acknowledge that America has been in a depression for quite some time. We're in it right now, make no mistake. 71% of Americans believe that the economy will improve this year under Obama. Those people are going to be sorely disappointed, and that's why Obama's poll ratings will decline by the end of this year, and I predict that by the end of next year, he will be openly reviled and hated by most sectors of the American public.
Ed, you told me that on the phone, and Bill Rowland has told me that as well. And Bill also went on to say in a conversation we had earlier in the week that even some of Obama's most fanatical supporters would be the first to leave his side. And I said, I guess in my youth and naivete, I just can't see under any circumstances the media turning on their messiah. But you say it's going to happen, and it's definitely going to happen.
Well, tell me something. 3 years ago, could you have foreseen that we would have a black president?
I would have said no, and I said no up until about October of this year. But I would have said also it would be more likely for us to have a black president in today's political climate than for the media to turn on that black president.
Well, they're going to turn on him. It doesn't matter what color he is. Ultimately, it's about character. You know, in the last caller you had on, Steve, made a valid point, and I want to endorse his point of view that it isn't about Obama necessarily, and it certainly isn't about his skin color. We're talking about the people that he surrounds himself with and the policies that he implements. Obama seems to have demonstrated that he is just another in a long string of CFR-controlled, Bilderberg-controlled, world globalist-controlled lackeys who have been at the head of the United States government ever since Reagan. And there are some who would submit that Reagan was one of those as well, especially after the assassination attempt. Certainly, both Bushes and Clinton were there. to where he is right now by being any different. I was surprised they let him be president because I think he's a bit of a wild card. There's a chance that he could go south on them and actually try to do what's best for the country. And if they do that, I forecast that they will have him assassinated. And they'll blame it on people like you and me, James.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't think they're going to let him go off the reservation. He already has indicated that he's not going to be, just by the people he's surrounded himself with, all of the Zionists. We have greater Jewish control of the White House today than ever before. We have more Jews in Congress that just were sworn in than ever before, and they're crying about this openly in Israeli newspapers right now.
Oh, of course they are, and that actually brings up one more question I wanted to ask you before I turn it over to Bill Rowland and then a few of our callers tonight. Did anything really change, Ed, in the grand scheme of things on Election Day? Did anything change on Tuesday when Obama was inaugurated with regards
to the
real power in America?
Yeah. You know, the best thing about Obama, he isn't George W. Bush. That's the best thing that I can say about him. You know, the devil you do versus the devil you don't. Well, we sure know George W., don't we? I'm willing to roll my dice on this guy. I don't think he can do anything. And in fact, my belief is that it doesn't matter who they have in the office, it's a done deal where we're going. I don't like the fact how liberal he is. I don't like the fact that he's openly in favor of gun control, bigger government, increased homosexual rights, decreased family rights, increased Zionist control of everything, increased Bilderberg control. He's on record as wanting a draft. His chief of staff, this Rahm Emanuel person, this dual nationality Zionist, the guy who went and enrolled in the Israeli Defense Force during the first Gulf War, not the American, but the Israeli military service, and he served them. And then he comes back to America, and now he has what some would argue is the second most powerful job in the world, the chief of staff of the White House. Imagine that. I don't like that we've got a guy who's behind all the things that I just rattled off as the president. And he knows. He's no dummy either. This Obama is a smart cookie. I'm sure you've noticed that. And he had a white mother. He was raised by white people. I don't think I need to get into acknowledging the fact that it most likely is his white genes that have been talking during the campaign, but he clearly distinguished himself as being visually the most likable, the most reasonable, and the most honest-sounding candidate out there, and that's why he got elected.
Well,
he knows what FDR did after he went elected. He knows that right now he has a mandate. He's already announced that he has to move quickly, and I predict he will move quickly. We're going to see a lot of change within the next 3 months.
And so all that talk about change wasn't just poppycock.
You're not gonna like it.
So all that talk about change wasn't just poppycock. There's going to be some sort of change.
There's going to be a serious amount of change, and you're not going to like it either. I'm not going to like it. I don't think anybody's going to like it. And that's why I say he'll finish off the current year with down polling numbers, and the end of next year he'll be openly reviled by a large segment of the American public.
Well, we
He's
will
in
continue.
An impossible position right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that on the line right now is one of my all-time favorite guests, Ed Steele. Ed has agreed to take some of your calls, and I know Ed has a big following out there. So we're going to open up the phone lines again, 1-800-313-9443. Ed's going to be on with us for the better part of the next half hour. So we want to hear from you. Ed wants to hear from you. Any questions regarding Barack Obama and what his administration is going to try to do? Ed's going to be open to take your calls, 1-800-313-9443. We got to go to break. While we're in that break, why don't you go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check out Ed's website, conspiracypenpal.com, and we'll be back with him right after this.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more.
Woo! Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Katahdin Vario Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared. And now let's return to the Political Cesspool.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards, joined in studio tonight by Bill Rowland. And, of course, our guest right now is the very venerable Edgar Steele. And you have the opportunity to ask a question of this man, a man who certainly bears the scars of one who has fought steadfastly for our racist cultural heritage for a long, long time. He's a true hero. Ed Steele, 1-800-313-9443 to get on the line. Let's go to David in Idaho. David, do you have a question for Ed?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Edgar.
Hello, David.
Greetings from the Silver Valley. I was just reading a little, in fact, I went to the YouTube blip about it, about this this guy, Robert Reich. I don't know if you picked up on that, but you know, he talks about excluding people with technical experience and white construction workers from this, you know, handout that's coming up. And it's just, I don't know, not that I really care. I
call it whites need not apply.
Yes, yes, whites need not apply. Just incredible. Just. What chutzpah, you know?
Is this part of the change you're talking about, Ed?
Yes. Well, it's a progression that we've been seeing, and it's going to get worse now, and people aren't going to take this lying down, not without employment right now between 12 and 15% is headed for 15 or 20% this time next year and 25 to 35% the following year.
Yes. Yes. It's just going to be right now, you've got, I don't know, it's heartening to me to see places like Iceland just melting down. You know, they just,
The head of the Icelandic government has agreed to step down, and he's called for new elections in May, and they weren't scheduled until 2011.
Yes.
So it's just the first government to be claimed as the casualty of the current depression.
Do you think America could follow Iceland's lead, Ed?
Yes, I do.
I do,
too. If America doesn't get nuked, I think it will collapse of its own accord under the weight of the financial catastrophe that now looms in front of us and the racial disparities that become evident to everybody that I believe will develop what currently exists, which is a low-grade street war, which is racial in nature, into a full-blown shooting war that's racial. And America will then break apart, just as Russia did.
Well, I'm actually counting on that, Ed. Don't get my hopes up.
I know you say it, and I know you mean it, but trust me, you don't want this.
Nobody
wants war, and I'm talking war, and I believe it's going to happen. And it's not going to be pretty.
It's going to be ugly. And the only thing, you know, I can concur with you, Ed, I've been reading your news sites and listening to your nickel rants for years now, from all the way up into California. I'm sure you recognize me from my migration from up there up to the Silver Valley. And I have to say, that's the best I could do to position myself. I think
you've done well in moving. You have followed the first three rules of getting by and through in the coming unpleasantries, which is answering the question of location, location, location.
Well, absolutely. I agree. And, I try to put away a few silver coins when I can also,
take care of priorities, which is protection of yourself and your family, i.e. guns, and survival, i.e. freeze-dried food, for example.
The most practical advice you could give on this program. Thanks for the call, David.
You're welcome.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, the number to get on the line tonight with Ed Steele, this program is live. We're red hot and rolling. 1-800-313-9443. Let's quickly go to Phil in Dallas before our break. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What can we do for you tonight?
I had something I wanted to say previously, but since it's moved on since then, I'll address something else that Mr. Steele was talking about. And, we're seeing a lot of things happen right now. I mean, even in my own family, my mother losing her job, my sister losing her job, and these are people that have worked, college-educated, work in middle class for years and, productive Americans. And my question really is, the last thing that's left before, as far as I can see, before total chaos could break out is the government refusing to help people, certainly we're not the type of people who've been on government money ever in our entire lives, but now white people that are, hardworking Americans are now losing their jobs and, can't get jobs. So, I mean, is that a prediction by someone like Mr. Steele or someone who has an opinion about this, that the last step really, I mean, the last step before my family members can't survive would be, now that they're on government funding or getting money from the government, if they take that away and they don't have a job, I mean, they're on the street. It's over. Completely over.
Phil,
and my question is...
Hold that thought, Phil. We're going to let you ask the question when we return right after this commercial break. Got to go to break. We'll be back right after this with Ed Steele.
There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
If you like our show and appreciate our guests, consider supporting our work at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And if you want to be on the show tonight with Ed Steele, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Got a lot of callers lining up, but I first want to go back to Phil in Dallas, who was making a point and getting to a question. Phil, you've got the floor.
Well, I guess I have to repeat the question at this point, but what I was saying is that there are people in my immediate family that have lost their jobs, that were, you know, educated people that shouldn't be the type of people that lose their jobs, and now are having to, you know, go to get government, you know, assistance, whether it be, you know, unemployment, that type of thing. And really, what I'm saying is that if the government decides we're so broke we can no longer provide you with any type of assistance as far as financial assistance, I mean, they're literally on the street. I mean, that, to me, we were talking about, you know, a civil war or a race war or something, you know, of that nature happening. I really feel like there's that possibility is closer than it's ever been, obviously, to a lot of people, and it's truly frightening now to see us get to that level. My question is that the last step, and do you see that coming? Is that going to be a situation where the government finally says, you know what, we can no longer help you people, that now we've screwed you out of your jobs intentionally, and now that you don't have a job, we can't even give you any kind of money to survive on? That would put people on the street. You know, talking complete chaos.
Phil, let me tell you something. It's worse than you think. Not only are we already there, it's not that the government can't help the people, it's that the government won't help the people. You've heard about all the bailouts of the banks. They're giving them tons of money. Supposedly, this is supposed to trickle down to us, you know? But is it? No. They're not refinancing mortgages. No. They're not renegotiating mortgages. They're not helping people to stay in their homes. They're using that money to more efficiently evict people from their homes and take them over in the bank's name. Now,
well,
it's already happening. Government money is being spent to support the fat cats and not the ordinary man in the street. And it's not because they can't, it's because they won't. But you're right, the time will come in about a year or two when they literally can't.
Well, as we continue to crisscross the country with callers tonight, let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, do you have a question for Ed Steele? Leo.
Hello?
Yes, Leo, do you have a question for Ed?
Yeah. I feel that one of our real problems in the Patriot Movement is that we don't have enough minority input. And this is something that they're going to hang us with because they say, oh, you're just a bunch of white people who are mad, and, you know, you're just not going to get your way because we control everything. And that's what the game is going to be. So, I mean, I think you got to get people like, some really good, responsible black leaders. I mean, maybe even Alan Keyes or something like that, and join with them to expose the game, because otherwise we're just going to be talking to ourselves. That's what I'm really afraid of.
Can I respond to that? Can I respond to that?
Sure.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, my response is this. 90 to 95% of the blacks in this country voted for Barack Obama. That's a mandate by any measure. Second, Alan Keyes was the one who ran against Obama in Illinois, and he was brought there by a bunch of dumb, dull-witted Republicans who had kicked out the candidate who had actually won the primary there. And Alan Keyes failed miserably. So I think we'd be hitching ourselves to failure. I've seen these attempts before 100 times, and they always fail. Now, I'm going to make a comment about something else. Let me make one more comment, and I'll be done. I think that the white people in this country have been so conditioned that they're already in the stoop and shuffle mode to the labor camps. And I think in 2 years we're going to have a rice bowl economy, and people are going to bow their heads and take it. You know, this is my opinion based upon what I see from my own people. I'm talking about my people. And I haven't seen the sort of militant response in any measure from people with regards to what's happened in this country. They voted to put this socialist in office. They voted to put him in knowing what his policies would be and knowing what the outcome would be. And what's more, the media will cover for him, just like they covered for the Soviet Union during the 1920s and 30s when millions were dying of starvation in the Ukraine and elsewhere. The media covered for him, just like the media covered for Bill Clinton. No matter what he did, he could do no wrong. And, of course, they'll cover for Obama from beginning to end, because leftist utopias are built on mass graves. And so the delusion will continue. And I don't know what it'll take to change, but I can guarantee you one thing. This outreach to minorities, whether it's illegal aliens or blacks or any other minority, is a failed policy.
Right, and it's never worked. It just quite simply has never worked. But, Ed, we got several more callers, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to quickly opine to Leo's comment.
Well, we're not in charge. We haven't been in charge since Harry Truman.
That's true. And even before then, really, we really hadn't been in charge since Calvin Coolidge, if you want to be real.
Well, take it back to Lincoln.
Yeah, well, that didn't work out so well for us either.
Yeah, but you're talking to two Southerners here.
Let's go to Jim in Buffalo. Jim, do you have a question for Ed Steele?
Yes, Mr. Steele, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm glad you're on the program tonight.
Thanks, Jim. Welcome.
Yeah, really, it's pretty scary. 90 to 95% of blacks voted for Obama, and hardly a word was spoken from anyone I know. No one seemed to think that was the least bit important.
Yeah, the double standard's egregious.
Absolutely. And I said, well, you know, he still wouldn't have won had there not been enough white people that voted for him. And, you know, people's, I don't know, did people not think of that? I mean, what are we doing here in this country, man? There are a lot of people who are asleep. And I think you're right, Mr. Steele. Whites have been conditioned. We have been browbeaten. We cannot open our mouths about certain topics. And, of course, you're never going to be able to solve any problem if you can't talk about it. And I think that's exactly what what is going on here. You're not allowed to talk about it. There is no problem. Move along. There's nothing to see. Meanwhile, white people are just pushed farther and farther down. We don't count.
Well, I want you to answer that or comment on that, but I want to again accentuate the double standard here and the hypocrisy. Barack Obama was in fact elected because of the substantial amount of European Americans that voted for him. And then at the same time as they celebrated the election of the first black president, we're told that race doesn't matter. Well, if race doesn't matter, what's so significant about there being an election of a black president? It never ends. The circle never ends. But Ed, your thoughts?
Well, I don't think race does matter, quite honestly, except insofar as we're talking about protection from the criminal elements of a racial group. Now, that's coming from a guy who's written a book which ultimately advocates for the racial separation of whites and blacks in America. Keep that in mind. I believe that there are reasons to dislike other people, and skin color are among the absolute worst reasons you could possibly have. Barack Obama is not going to steal my hubcaps. I'm not worried about him. Now, is he going to make a decent president? You know, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. There's a chance he may actually try. He sure can't do worse than George W. Bush.
Now, that is a fact. That is a fact.
Really? Well, what about his appointments to the Supreme Court? You think he could do worse than Bush there?
He could possibly do worse than Bush, but let's wait and see. I don't like his appointment so far to his cabinet. He just appointed to the head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, who's had an open border policy as governor of New Mexico. You know, he's just appointed to special envoys to the Middle East, a Bilderberger, and to Pakistan, which incidentally, it came out yesterday that it appears that on his watch, on his orders most likely, we have been sending cruise missiles and bombing a number of places in Pakistan again. Pakistan has the bomb, don't forget, and Pakistan told us not to do that anymore.
Okay,
now,
Ed, let me ask
Obama's,
you.
If Obama's behind that, we might be looking at self-illuminated glass parking lots all across America before much longer.
Okay, let me ask you a specific question, and I'm no George Bush supporter. I've thrown more shoes at George Bush than anybody in Iraq. But nevertheless, what policies does Obama have or proposals in his policy portfolio that are better than those of George Bush? What is he proposing?
He said he wanted to get us out of Iraq.
Okay,
that's what he said.
And what is his plan? What is his plan for that?
Well, I haven't heard it yet.
That seems to me to be pretty significant because
I think it's very significant. Yes, and if he does something that ends up drafting my son, I'm going to be absolutely apoplectic. You won't be able to have me on as a guest because I'll be spluttering so badly.
Well, that would probably be the worst part of it. But let's go to Richard in Idaho. Another man calling in from Ed's home state. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have a question?
Yeah. How you doing, Ed?
Hello, Richard.
I've got a question that maybe you know. When this whole thing started about a year ago, I was in the belief that gold would just be gobbled right up by the right wing. And now on every radio station, even on television, all over the place, everybody and his Aunt Granny is selling gold. Where is this gold coming from?
It's the same gold that's always existed. It's readily available. You just have to pay the price for it. There's no shortage of silver either, despite rumors to the contrary. You just have to be willing to pay the going rate for it. People mistake the spot price of gold and silver for their going rate. That's paper gold and silver, and the price for that diverged from physical gold and silver about a year ago. That's the same gold that's just being circulated and recirculated. Oh, there's also phony gold, which is the paper gold. And
yeah,
you shouldn't be buying things like the SLV exchange-traded fund, for example.
Well, I was certainly under the impression that gold would be gobbled up as soon as this whole thing started to come down.
Well, there will always be an active market in gold. It goes up $10. Some people will decide to sell it. Others will decide to buy it. And if they don't, it'll go up another $10. It'll keep doing that until there are sellers. That's the way a market economy works.
Okay, it's always there. Do you anticipate it's going to be around for a lot longer?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think gold's going to hit $1,500 an ounce by the end of this year that we're in right now, and silver should hit $27. By the end of 2010, I'm looking for gold to double to $3,000 and for silver to be about $50. But mind you, probably you should ratchet up those numbers because there's going to be some serious inflation. I think we're going to have inflation on the order of 25 or 30% next year.
Yeah.
And we're certainly going to have 20% by the end of this year. We're already at 12 to 15% right now.
Yeah, this is. I thought the same thing. Can I ask you, the people there, is it all right if I give my website on the air?
Please do.
My website is conspiratology.com. C-O-N-S-P-I-R-A-T-O-L-O-G-Y, conspiratology.com.
Thanks for the call, Richard. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Let's try to go back to Dave in South Carolina one more time. Dave, are you there?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome
Good
back.
Speak with you again. I'll try to make this brief.
Sure.
As Bill said, Obama got 95% of the black vote. Okay, that's just regular. And I've noticed going up to the little Stop and Rob up the road here the past few days, just stopping in to get gas or anything, all of a sudden everybody's, the blacks, well, we're outnumbered, you know, like 3-1 here where I live at, and they're being very hostile, you know, that kind of thing. And I was just thinking this, like Ed's opinion on this, you know, Obama, he could put 10 million people, 15 million counting Lily White's, in the streets in a flat second. Now if anything goes wrong, he said he wouldn't go off the reservation, but is it possible that that is part of the plan?
I think
I couldn't understand half the question. If somebody restated, I'd appreciate it.
That I think what he said, Ed, was that Obama could call up 10 to 15 million, let's say, street fighters, if he needed to make sure that he stayed in power or got, to put down any, let's say, resistance to his regime.
Yeah, if he sent them all to Idaho, they wouldn't survive, let alone spread them across the country.
Now, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Well, there you go. Well, there you have it, Dave. There's the answer to your question. We got time for one more caller. And I tell you what, Ed, we haven't even scratched the surface, I know, and I want to give you a chance to offer summation here. We're going to have you back on again. But Craig in New York, a quick question for Ed.
Good evening, Mr. Steele. I had a comment and question. You were talking about George Bush earlier and how Obama can't be worse than Bush. Isn't that a deadly sword for us to play in the fact that that's the same thing the media will say, and that Obama could point out these terrible policies, and the media will go, well, don't worry, they're not that bad. He's not bad as George Bush was. Shouldn't that be a sword that we avoid saying, oh, we can't be worse than Bush?
People have a very short memory. And anything that's happening bad right now economically can be cast back upon Bush's watch. But by the end of this year, trust me, it will be Obama. And answer me this question. If Obama dances to the same tune to which George W. Bush danced, even today, isn't he to be held liable?
Well, I think Craig's already off the line, Ed, but we'll let him ponder that in his heart and mind as he listens in. But
it was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, of course. But, Ed, that being said, and I want to appreciate all the callers chimed in tonight and all the callers that we didn't have the time to get into. We only have about a minute left, and then we're going to bring you back, Ed, for the closing four-minute segment. But I'd like for you to offer a summation here. One of the things I wanted to do tonight was to give the listeners an opportunity to pick your brain. But what ought we be doing in order to survive, come what may? What should our people be doing practically?
First and most importantly, get out of the cities. Get out of the cities because world war is coming. And if it doesn't come, the cities are going to erupt into interracial warfare anyway. get your family to safety, and that means a rural environment. That's the most important thing. That occupies the top three positions on anybody's list, or it should. Once you get out of the city, then lay in some means of protecting yourself. That means gunpowder. That means help. You can't go off in a cabin in the wilderness with your two kids and your wife and expect to protect yourself. Believe me, you're not going to be standing 24-hour watches, so you're going to have some kind of mutual support system where you move, and you're going to have a like-minded willingness to defend yourself.
Hey, set tight, Ed. We're going to bring it back and let you wrap up your thought right after this. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row?
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, wrapping up the program tonight, we turn it back over to Ed Steele. Ed, I want to give you the floor one last time this evening to finish your thoughts on what we can do in order to survive the future, and then, by all means, give out your website where folks can read more from you and support your work.
All right, well, let me do the last first. It's www.conspiracypenpal.com. And if you like what you hear here, you can go there and read some of my thoughts, sign up for my list, and get them regularly yourself. to recap, the first three hot buttons on my list is get out of the cities, get out of the cities, get out of the cities. The next one is delay in protection. That means guns, mutual support groups. The next one is get out of the cities. The next one is lay in survival supplies. That means food, like freeze-dried food. That means seeds, so you can plant a garden and be able to grow your own food. That means water, distillers, purifiers, the like. Iodine tablets wouldn't be a bad idea because most of America is downwind of nuclear fallout patterns for the major cities. And then finally, lay in colloidal silver and antibiotics. I do believe that there will be a disease pandemic unleashed on America sometime between the middle of this year and sometime during the next 3 years. I think it's as likely as is World War III. Then comes get out of the cities. And after that finally comes lay in some financial protection if you have any money left over from all the things beforehand. Then and only then do you talk about investing any money that you might have left over in silver coins or gold. My preference is for silver because I think the upside is much stronger. The fundamentals are much stronger than gold. And I also think that there's a strong chance of them confiscating gold just the way that FDR did. If you want to know how Obama's going to go back and look at what FDR did the first year of his administration. I predict that what Obama does is going to look a lot like that.
That'll have to do it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Edgar Steele, I want to thank you so much again, my friend, for being with us for an hour late at night this Saturday evening and educating our audience to the extent that they can be educated in a short radio program. But you do it as well as anyone, and I look forward to the next time we have the opportunity to talk if we're all still here.
Thank you, James. It's been my honor. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Likewise, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Bill Rowland, 60 seconds. Any final thoughts for tonight's show?
Amen, Edgar Steele. Everything he said, particularly about survival for the future, is true. I agree with him 100% about silver. I think gold is going to be very volatile for the next year because I think the international financial wizards are going to manipulate the price just as they've manipulated the stock market. I think silver is a much more stable investment. If you've got gold, hold on to it. If the price drops dramatically, buy it.
Bill,
but be buying silver in the meantime.
All right, that's it. We're out of time. Time goes by way too fast. Go to our website, everybody, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. And we'll see you next week. God bless you all. God keep you.
Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With recent international flight from